the president of the leading think tank, conservative think tank in the nation's capital, the American Enterprise Institute. His name is Dr. Arthur Brooks. He is a good friend and a wonderful author. His book, The Conservative Heart, which is available in paperback now and is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com, is required reading for anybody who wants to understand what conservatism is and should be. Arthur, welcome back to your hometown of Seattle.
Thank you, Michael. Wonderful to be here in person to see you right across the desk. It's my favorite radio show, and it's even better when I get to see you and, you know, right here in person.
Well, thanks so much. You have been very involved, and I know American Enterprise Institute has been helping to some extent with this effort at not to make our tax system perfect, because that's not possible in this world, but to make it better. Because you agree, don't you, that the current tax system is a ridiculous mess?
Yeah, it's a spoils system, and it's just added one layer of regulation on top of another, such that it's become so arcane and complicated. I mean, the best thing that they could do, ideally, would be to rip it up and start over again, such that it would be simpler, it would be fairer, it wouldn't be a spoils system where you're trying to penalize to give prizes to your friends and penalize your enemies and all that. But failing that, which politicians routinely do, we could at least make it a lot better than it currently is. And most of our friends on the Hill are trying to do that.
Paul Ryan had been open in years past to actually the sort of ripping the whole thing apart and
right.
starting over again. But I guess with the Senate 52-48 and pending an election coming up in Alabama, with the Senate that closely divided, it's not really possible.
Yeah, I've heard about that election in Alabama. It's like something going on down there. I mean, the key thing for our listeners to understand about, you know, we hear a lot on the radio and we hear a lot in the conservative press about the fact that the Republicans in the Senate can't get anything done, despite the fact that they promised they wouldn't have 52 seats. Well, the key thing to understand about that is a 52-seat majority is actually weaker than a 48-seat minority. Why? Because a minority that with 48 seats votes as a block. The 52-seat majority is fractious. There's a lot of disagreement. There's some moderates. There's some libertarians. There are people to the harder right than others. And so the result is that if you're Mitch McConnell, who's a very competent leader, he's going to have a heck of a time actually getting people to vote together. And that's the biggest problem they have on the tax reform and health care reform, on anything else that they're going to try to get their minds around. So we're going to see, it's going to be like, you know, juggling flaming torches over the next couple of weeks.
If President Trump were to pick up the phone and say, look, what should I do to make sure that we get tax reform through and we get the kind of tax reform that's actually going to help the American people and help our economy?
What should he say? I mean, what should he pick
what
up
should
the
he
phone?
Do? Yeah. I mean, in other words, should he has been somewhat hands off
right.
on the tax reform so far, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, for sure. And he was in the more or less in the health care reform, too. You know, one thing to keep in mind, I mean, most of the people listening to us are conservatives, as you and I are, and we disagreed vehemently with what President Obama was trying to do. One thing that we should remember about President Obama, he did exceptionally well, skillfully, was pushing through the much loathed and not regretted Obamacare, Affordable Care Act. He pushed that through with a ton of political capital. He sacrificed 10 points of his own favorability to get that thing through. Now, I wish he hadn't. I wish it hadn't gone through in a strict party line vote. There had been a regular committee order and all that kind of stuff on it. But he did the work, and President Trump hasn't pushed the legislation through in the same way that Obama did. If President Trump wants this thing to go through, he needs to actually kind of have a full court press. Not just on Twitter. He needs to be calling senators into the White House and put his arm around him and say, I need you to do this. This is very important to me to do the work. And furthermore, if he's going to take a hit in public opinion, because as you and I were discussing before we went on the air, notwithstanding the fact that it's better to do this tax reform than to not do it, it's very unpopular with the American people. Well, leadership means doing things that are necessary that are not popular yet. And the guy in charge, the CEO, the boss, President Trump, has got to lead the way on that.
Well, he's coming back, having had what most people think of as a successful trip to Asia. He's coming back and we'll see. Do you think that this tax reform as it's currently designed, let's say the House bill, because the House bill is what they're about to vote on Thursday, do you think that would bring us to the goal of a sustained 3% a year growth rate?
We have no way actually of knowing that at this point, because the American economy has changed so very much that it's hard to predict actually what growth rates are going to be. What we do know is that growth rates will be higher than they currently are. And so they'll be directionally correct. Will we actually get to 3? I kind of suspect that we will, But we have to do one big thing that they're not doing if we want it to stay there and even go higher, and that's entitlement reform. Republicans need to get back to entitlement reform, which is holding back the American economy. We're pricing in these big amounts of national debt going forward. It's making it hard for companies and people to make the investments that they need, and especially for all of us to, you know, we have this weight of knowing that we're doing something that our kids and grandkids are going to have to pay for. If we want real growth, we're going to have to make real sacrifices in the entitlements that government does. And, you know, back in the old days, I remember when Republicans stood for that. These days, I'm not quite so sure.
Okay, you saw, they just came out a couple hours ago, the figures for October for our deficit.
Yeah.
It was ugly.
Yeah,
for
sure.
The deficit up 38% over 1 year, to year.
Sure.
And it's $65 billion in October alone.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
So
I mean,
it's going up, 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 up. I mean, to go up 40%, what do we do?
Yeah, well, we actually have to. The one thing to do to turn that around is entitlement reform. That's the one thing we can't avoid if we actually care about
entitlement reform sounds good, but does that mean cutting grandma's Social Security?
It means actually reforming the way that we calculate Social Security going forward, which is very important. It's a sensible and it's a fair thing to do. And if we don't do it, and by the way, Social Security reform is something that we should be able to do by 3 o'clock this afternoon. The harder thing is Medicare. And we know ways to do that too. Look, we've had, you know, 7 to 10 points on how to do that at the American Enterprise Institute forever in a way that would not put Granny behind the eight ball, and so she could still get her fMRI and retire in Sun City comfortably. But we're not doing that because it's politically really difficult. Nobody wants to gore the ox of all these special interests out there that are going to come around again and again and again. But I'm telling you, Michael, if we want sustained growth and we care about the budget deficit and we care about debt for the future, we'll have to be paid back by our kids and grandkids, which conservatives really used to care about. We're going to have to take on these hard issues. Conservatives should not be afraid to do hard things. That's what it means to be a conservative.
1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. Speaking with Arthur Brooks, he is a prolific and best-selling author. He is the president of American Enterprise Institute. You may remember his first book, which got a great deal of well-deserved attention. It was called Who Really Cares? And it was about why it is that conservatives actually are more generous, not more stingy, not more hard-hearted, more generous in our personal lives. Now, why is that? We'll get to that and more with your calls for Arthur Brooks coming up.